Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Meet Gary. Gary's about to become an Einstein in an instant.
Whoa, Einstein hair. I like it.
That's right, Gary, because you're using Salesforce powered by Einstein AI to connect data, predict business trends, generate personalized content, and wow customers.
I do feel a lot smarter.
Because you're not just Gary anymore. You're Gary, empowered by Einstein AI.
Did you hear that, team? I'm an Einstein.
Oh, can I get a selfie?
The number one AI CRM. Now everyone's an Einstein with Salesforce.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
This is Bloomberg Business Week with Carol Masser and Jason Kelly on Bloomberg Radio.
Let's head out to San Francisco now. Check in with Sue Decker. She's the founder and chief executive officer of Rafter. It works in the higher ed technology space. You'll know Sue's name, I'm sure, from her tenure at Yahoo, as well as a number of other very prominent boards and whatnot that she sits on. She worked on Wall Street back in the day. We're going to talk about all of it, but we got to talk about colleges to start. First of all, Sue, thank you so much for being with Carol and myself.
Yes, I can. It's nice to be here. Thank you.
Yeah, great. Great to hear your voice. So tell us what's going on in the world of higher ed. You've got a window like few others because you guys are providing technology to colleges and universities at a time when they are very reliant on technology. No school.
Yes, it is a really challenging time in many ways for many people all over the world right now. And I think universities and students in particular are facing a reality that no one really anticipated. You have to commend the universities for how quickly they were able to get people and students home and faculty transition to online learning in such a short amount of time. But I think it's been a lot of triage and weekly, daily emergency meetings trying to figure out how to make that work. Most of them that I speak with are focused first on getting through the spring semester or spring quarter, depending on how they organize themselves. And then the next focus is how they handle the summer and we'll be finding out in May how many people are enrolling and sending checks in. That's going to be important. And then for the next phase will be during the fall. Do they need a plan B that is starting school online again? And many of them are talking about that right now.
We're going to continue this conversation. So many industries are being impacted. We just want to mention a headline crossing the Bloomberg terminal. American Airlines to get $4.1 billion in direct support from the government. It includes, it looks like, or maybe in addition, a $1.7 billion loan. This is, again, that accord that we just reported on that the Treasury reached with the airline industry. Shares of American are up about 5.6% here in the after hours. Our conversation with Sue Decker, that's who we're talking with, founder and CEO at Rafter. So Sue, you know, tell us a little bit about what are some of the specific programs that or some of the outreach that you've done with universities as a result or colleges as a result of the virus? What kinds of things are going on?
Sure. Well, we announced in mid-March that we would offer our platform and our solutions for free for the rest of this academic year, recognizing that these schools are having to handle things that they've never planned on handling before. And so once you move online, it's more difficult to create a sense of community, to have a platform where people can find events, can connect with one another, can keep up the groups that they had in physical form on campus in an electronic form. So since that time, we've had a lot of incoming. We've been hosting a webinar once a week with roughly 20 universities on it. Last week we had two different ones, primarily focused on how they're going to handle orientation coming up. Sometimes many of them in the summer are having to figure out an online way to orient parents and students, and as well for faculty. Faculty has three needs. One, they have to broadcast their lectures, which Zoom and Zoom equivalents can do. They also have to have a learning management system electronically so students can submit assignments and grades. And there are systems like Canvas and Blackboard that do that. And they also, the third part is what Rafter does, which is a communication and an event hub so that one-tap access, the students can find their Zoom links to get into their classes, or they can find their lecture notes for tomorrow. Then the professor can set up a group or a raft so that they can have easy access to the students for online office hours, things like that. So those are the kinds of things we've been offering to support the community.
You know, it's funny, Sue. In part, just serendipitously, I was connected earlier today with the dean of a journalism school, and I was saying to her, you know, it feels like university higher ed is going to be radically changed by this. And her response was interesting, and she said yes and no. She said yes, obviously, based on a lot of the technology that you and your folks are working on. But she said, on the other side, you know, we also have to appreciate that higher education is about convening students and sort of taking them through in a very personal way a really critical stage of their life. And so much of that happens in person, and so much of the community has to be, or at least traditionally has been, in person. How do you sort of synthesize and rectify all of that as we look at this very uncertain future?
Yeah, well, I would just say that makes total sense to me. I think when I started Rafter, it was based on the experience I saw my daughter having when she started university. She's now graduated, but it was because of how I saw the communication happening on campuses that I felt there could be a much more authenticated network. We're like a Slack, but for universities, or a Nextdoor for universities. It's private, it's curated. Everybody on it is at your school. You can discover things. It makes students feel like they belong, and it's a more welcoming experience. So our product was designed as an online adjunct for an offline experience. And I think the offline experience is fantastic. It's hard to know how long this will go. Some people I talk to think this is accelerating a trend toward online learning, where only 3% of online learning, 3% of curriculum was delivered online in the past. And some people think it'll move much more quickly to that than it otherwise would have. But I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball on that front. I think our products sort of work to support physical communities, but I think it becomes even harder to connect and stay feeling like a part of that membership if you're away from your physical community.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Our guest right now is Sue Decker, founder and chief executive officer at Rafter, on the phone from San Francisco. And before the break, we were talking, you know, about, you know, what are some of the lasting impact of online learning, you know, once we get on the other side of the virus. Sue, I do wonder, you know, we've had some conversations, Jason, myself, with guests about how times of crisis lead to a lot of collaboration, coordination between kind of enemies in the corporate world, and often lead to innovation. And I do wonder, when we get on the other side of this, what do you think will be some of the biggest changes or biggest impact as a result of the virus on our world?
You know, it's so hard to say. I think I'm a believer that the crisis will in some ways exaggerate trends that were already in place. So at least as far as online learning goes, I think that's been an ongoing trend that more and more universities are offering online courses, both to extend their reach to students that are in a place where they can't afford to necessarily be on campus and don't have the to pay for the whole infrastructure, but can take classes one by one. So I think that trend has been underway for a while, and I think this probably accelerates it. But I also think it's easy to assume that everything's going to change, and I don't think that. I think over time, you know, humans are largely social animals, and once we get the testing in place and the ability to trace people over time, things will slowly come back to a more social-oriented culture. It may take a while, but I think that universities will continue to exist as they are,
right,
and also offer a lot of online opportunities. I think they'll probably have to become a little bit more technology savvy. Most people don't go into administration of universities because they want to be on the forefront of tech. And I think that many of the systems they have today are antiquated and integrated, and they have FERPA rules about student privacy, of GDPR rules as well. And so it's made change slow on that front. But I do think that the universities may move a little quicker on the technology front going forward. I was listening to your Zoom comments, and it's so funny. I think what I hear from a lot of students is, just because we can Zoom doesn't mean we have to. We
right.
don't have to do a video every single time. It's a cool technology, and although why can't we just chat or something where I don't have to be on this camera the whole time?
I'm so glad you said that.
That is so true.
I've had a number of people. I had somebody text me today and say, like, when are we going to have a, you know, like, when are we going to get together on Zoom? And I was like,
never.
I could just call you. Like, I'm happy to call you. Like, that sounds great to me right now. So, Sue, I got to ask you, you know, I mean, it's like you started your career on Wall Street. You had a career at Yahoo. You serve on the boards of Berkshire Hathaway and Costco as well. I mean, as well as a number of other boards, including SurveyMonkey and Vail Resorts. I mean, if there is one person who is sort of seeing the world very holistically right now and seeing all sorts of consumer behavior changing, it's you. What jumps out at you as you sort of go through your day? And I can only imagine the emails and conversations that you're having. What's surprising you right now?
Well, I think it's surprising in some ways that we've all gotten used to this new normal. I think about 3 weeks ago, most people I talked to felt like their world was upside down, like there was almost this feeling of dizziness from one headline after another being so consequential and changing everything that we know in our world, like sports stopping and schools stopping and people going home. And I think now, you know, I think people are like, yeah, I can do this. I don't really want to do it forever, but I could, you know, I could live like this. And I think as part of that, back to the prior conversation of accelerating changes that were already underway, I think the idea of home delivery of groceries, for example, you know, I'm on the board of Costco, and we have a 2-day delivery that we do internally and an instant delivery that Instacart helps with. And, you know, I think all over people are, I think we'll have a little more sensitivity to doing things like shaking hands in the future, and may have a greater demand for things being delivered, just a higher level of germophobia for a while. So yeah. I think there are certain trends that may not have been underway for that reason, but I think that they're likely to accelerate. And I think you can see that in the numbers of everything that you look at. I mean, I'm on the board of Costco, of course, which has been indispensable for people during this period. And then as well, Vail Resorts, which had to shut down a month early in a business that's already seasonal. So, you know, there's an extreme, different companies are obviously being hit in different ways.
But does every company now have to have the virus playbook? Like, is this just part of our society now in terms of fighting viruses as a, you know, I don't know. Is that part of it?
I think having an online playbook is critical for your employees and also for your customers in certain circumstances where your customers can be online. They can't really do that for Vail Resorts, but certainly for the employees is there needs to be an online playbook. And I think our government, I mean, this is an unprecedented situation and no one was really ready. Everybody's pointing fingers and looking backward about whether we could have been or should have been. But the fact is we weren't. And
right.
I think it's very unlikely in the next 10 years that we won't be very ready with testing and the ability to handle tracing, contact tracing in a very different way. A friend of mine's from Singapore. She sends me the daily reports, and it's like unbelievable how they run that place.
Yeah.
It's just daily reports, emails the entire city, and knowing exactly where each case came from.
Yeah.
You know, we're nowhere near that. So, and you know, it has to work within our freedoms and in our government, which is obviously very different from Singapore. But I think all governments around the world of major nations will be much more prepared and take it seriously. And Bill Gates, many people had said that this was going to come.
Mm.
And it's nothing like having it happen to really change the way preparedness will be looked at going forward.
Absolutely.
I mean, look what happened after 9/11, all the airport security that happens today.
Yeah.
You know, that stayed with us. And I think this virus will have elements stay with us too.
All right. We're going to leave it there. What a treat for us to talk to you. Thank you so much. We'll definitely keep in touch. We'd love to have you back. Sue Decker, founder, chief executive officer of Rafter, joining us on the phone from San Francisco. Man, she's in the middle of a lot.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.